241 years ago, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 241 years ago, that's when our national personality was sculpted. That's when a group of impatient local politicians grew so tired of the suffocating rules of a remote government that they not only threw off those rules, but established the principle that the citizens were the source of state power. And while the Constitution has changed many times over the years, the Declaration has not. It still says all men are created equal and that their rights come not from a king but from a creator, and that when a government fails to protect those rights, ordinary people, beholden only to that creator, can alter or abolish it. That document has put it into a lot of people's heads that if they can write a credible-sounding justification, they can start their own country anytime they feel sufficiently oppressed. Americans don't always act on this instinct, but I believe it is firmly planted just beneath the surface that if the rules get too crazy, Plan B is to go to REI, get a year's worth of freeze-dried food, and start our own colony. And let's face it, we have a lot of rules, governing everything from how much training you need before you can cut somebody's hair to how many fingers the driver of a car can use for activities other than driving. This holiday should be a reminder to those whose job it is to pass laws that there is always a limit to how many rules a human being can reasonably follow before going nuts. And we ought to consider repealing a few once in a while, lest the rebellious spirits of 241 years ago begin to stir yet again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.